1. Warm up 2.
3A. Listen to the radio program about pets and about how to take care of them. Circle the most appropriate options to complete the sentences below.
Today, we're talking about our pets. They make our life more fun, like when they shake hands with us, chase the ball, or play with toys. However, our pets themselves are not toys and actually need lots of care. But sometimes pet owners are not aware of the most essential things. In other words, they don't know what they should do to keep their pet happy and healthy. We've got lots of questions from our listeners, and now Dr. Heather Fish, a vet, will answer some of them for us. Good evening, Heather. It's nice of you to come to our studio and give us your time.
Good evening. I think that your program's really very important, as lots of people, unfortunately, don't realise that keeping a pet is not only fun, but a great responsibility too.
I know that you've been working with animals as a vet for more than 10 years. But do you have any animals at home? Do you keep pets yourself?
Yes, I've got a cat. Her name is Dusty, and she's already 13 years old. And I've got a dog, a shepherd dog, Misty. He's still quite young. He's only 3.
And I'm sure they are in perfect health, aren't they?
They do all right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to advise other people about their pets.
And what are the most common problems you have to advise people about? What illnesses or diseases do their pets suffer from?
Lots of different diseases. However, most of them are caused by one and the same factor.
One reason for different diseases? What could that be?
In most cases, health problems are the result of the wrong type of food and not enough exercise.
But how can the owner of a pet understand that the food's wrong or the exercise is not enough? Are there any symptoms which can help the owner to spot the problem?
First of all, watch the weight of your pet. Lots of pets nowadays, especially those kept in flats, are overweight. And this inevitably puts them at risk. Risk of hundreds of health problems.
What can the owner do to avoid the risk?
The pet owner can arrange a full checkup with a veterinary surgeon. He or she will calculate the ideal weight for the pet and then prescribe the most appropriate diet.
I see, but not many people, I'm afraid, would take their pet to a vet. So could you give us a general idea on what we should pay attention to keep our pets fit and healthy?
Right. Well, the first thing would be to measure the food you give to your pet. Use a special measuring cup to control the portions. Secondly, feed your pet twice a day. It's healthier if you divide the daily amount of food into 2 meals. Don't offer your pet one large meal. And don't forget that your pet needs exercise. Take your dog for longer regular walks or play games with your cat. Most cats find chasing small balls or toys on a string absolutely irresistible.
True. I know mine does.
This is mostly general advice. For more specific advice regarding your own particular pet, it's best to see a vet who can actually examine your pet.
Listen to the recording again and check your answers.
Today, we're talking about our pets. They make our life more fun, like when they shake hands with us, chase the ball, or play with toys. However, our pets themselves are not toys and actually need lots of care. But sometimes pet owners are not aware of the most essential things. In other words, they don't know what they should do to keep their pet happy and healthy. We've got lots of questions from our listeners, and now Dr. Heather Fish, a vet, will answer some of them for us. Good evening, Heather. It's nice of you to come to our studio and give us your time.
Good evening. I think that your program's really very important, as lots of people, unfortunately, don't realise that keeping a pet is not only fun, but a great responsibility too.
I know that you've been working with animals as a vet for more than 10 years. But do you have any animals at home? Do you keep pets yourself?
Yes, I've got a cat. Her name is Dusty, and she's already 13 years old. And I've got a dog, a shepherd dog, Misty. He's still quite young. He's only 3.
And I'm sure they are in perfect health, aren't they?
They do all right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to advise other people about their pets.
And what are the most common problems you have to advise people about? What illnesses or diseases do their pets suffer from?
Lots of different diseases. However, most of them are caused by one and the same factor.
One reason for different diseases? What could that be?
In most cases, health problems are the result of the wrong type of food and not enough exercise.
But how can the owner of a pet understand that the food's wrong or the exercise is not enough? Are there any symptoms which can help the owner to spot the problem?
First of all, watch the weight of your pet. Lots of pets nowadays, especially those kept in flats, are overweight. And this inevitably puts them at risk. Risk of hundreds of health problems.
What can the owner do to avoid the risk?
The pet owner can arrange a full checkup with a veterinary surgeon. He or she will calculate the ideal weight for the pet and then prescribe the most appropriate diet.
I see, but not many people, I'm afraid, would take their pet to a vet. So could you give us a general idea on what we should pay attention to keep our pets fit and healthy?
Right. Well, the first thing would be to measure the food you give to your pet. Use a special measuring cup to control the portions. Secondly, feed your pet twice a day. It's healthier if you divide the daily amount of food into 2 meals. Don't offer your pet 1 large meal. And don't forget that your pet needs exercise. Take your dog for longer regular walks or play games with your cat. Most cats find chasing small balls or toys on a string absolutely irresistible.
True. I know mine does.
This is mostly general advice. For more specific advice regarding your own particular pet, it's best to see a vet who can actually examine your pet.